morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We were trying to come up with some new letters for our group, but the three T's seem to keep coming back. All the other initials just don't work. It could be the DVDs, but I don't think that sounds too correct either. We're going to sing a song that I'm sure everyone here is familiar with this morning. It was written in 1959 by Oscars and Hammerstein. It was written as a song to be an inspiration for the characters in their play, or in the play, The Sound of Music. But when it was sung, it became so popular as an idea of how people strive for their goals and ideas and direction from God, that it took on a life of its own. And it's been sung thousands of times, probably hundreds of thousands of times. But the words behind it and the idea behind it are very interesting. Hammerstein sent this lyric script to a nun, Sister Gregory, who was head of the drama department at Rosary College in Illinois. And she commented on how she loved the song, but she said, it sent me, these are her words, it reflected her becoming a nun. She had made the choice in her life to become a nun. But she actually said that when she read the manuscript of the lyrics, it drove her to the college chapel because the lyrics conveyed a yearning that ordinary souls feel but cannot communicate. And I think that's pretty true, because we know we have dreams, but where are they and where are we in that process? And where is God in that process? But thank goodness that God understands, and he plans, and he provides the faith and the means for our goals and dreams, even when they seem far distant or even impossible for us. The song, as you probably all know, and from the bulletin, Climb Every Mountain.